thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from TIAA CREF Tuition Financing, managing independent 529 plan, tomorrow's college tuition today, at i529.org/today.
Both have been active in community organizations, and they've been appointees to city commissions.
That's right. Dave Newman, he's what, CEO of a women's apparel manufacturer,
yes.
I think, former vice chairman of City Plan,
City
Commissioner.
Plan.
Joseph Hernandez, Landmark Commission
yes.
member and president of a Fort Worth Avenue Development Group.
Yes.
And,
but the thing is, a lot of what they've been active in is maybe focused more on the North Oak Cliff area. They may not be as well known to the southern part of the district because District 3 runs snakes all the way down through Oak Cliff to Mountain Creek in the woods.
So it's a varied population
yes.
in that district.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I canvassed the losing candidates in District 3 as I did in the other districts, and a couple of the candidates pointed out they wanted to make sure that the interest of the entire district mm-hmm. is met, not just Kessler Park or not just mm-hmm. the affluent neighborhood in the area. They expressed that because I think they've seen that as a history. That not all the needs of the entire district is met. And so that's mm-hmm. the thing that they want to ensure.
If there's that kind of diversity, then what issues do you focus on?
All across the board, the issues of crime and safety, economic development, reviving the business communities in those districts and not losing out to the business districts in the southern suburbs like Cedar Hill, DeSoto, Lancaster. That's happening in process right now to revive the business districts there.
At one of the candidate forums that I went to, the candidates that were running in District 3 from the southern areas of it were also commenting that they would like to see what had been thriving business areas. They would like to see those revived, not identical to the Bishop Arts District, but using that as a model, they took an old rundown area and have revitalized that, and it's become a destination. And people would like to see more destinations scattered around Oak Cliff.
Is either candidate offering much in the way of detail about how they'd go about it?
I think they both got internal plans, but there's not a whole lot of difference in the methodologies. People, they're saying, you know, connect with the business community, you know, bring in more businesses, bring in more mm-hmm. corporations and things, and develop a more tax event like TIFs and other tax programs to give incentives to the businesses to come into their area.
Joseph Hernandez does have some experience there. He has been very involved and still is with the Fort Worth Avenue Development Group. They have been working actively in that area to bring in new businesses. They've been trying to find retail. They have a vision for what they would like to see to revive Fort Worth Avenue because that's definitely one of our major gateways into Oak Cliff and, for that matter, on the southern end of West Dallas.
District 7, Reverend Donald Parrish, Carolyn Davis, two active people in the community. Again, two people with similar ideas and views on issues, especially crime, economic development. And so where's the difference?
Probably I would say it would be more of Carolyn Davis' ability to pull the grassroots support versus Donald Parrish's ability to pull maybe more of the professional support and how well they crisscross. Things. Carolyn Davis, very knowledgeable, but has been active with several neighborhood associations, goes to the city council meetings on a regular basis. The thing is that she's strong in the hardcore area of the South Dallas community. I'm just not certain about her support in areas like Ferguson Road. I spoke with one of Mr. Parrish's advisors, and he claims that they've got a very heavy endorsement from the Ferguson Road neighborhood associations, which is a hardcore of the white voters in the district. So they're hoping that pulls them over. That doesn't guarantee it. Parrish has got good support for the other ministers in the area. It pretty much comes down to that. The one distinct issue that may or may not be a factor is the issue of imminent domain. The hardcore of South Dallas community is vehemently against the eminent domain because it's been a very bad history of people just being run out of homes, not getting true compensations for their, you know, for being moved out. Carolyn Davis says absolutely not. Eminent domain.
And being moved out for what exactly?
For past development projects. Development projects in the past, like what it goes far back as when Fair Park expanded back in the 60s and the 70s and other projects.
And yet this is an area still crying for economic development.
Yes, crying for economic development. So it does seem like maybe a conflict. You know, how can you develop the community without having to move, you know, bring in some positive structures and positive institutions and necessarily have to use eminent domain? But Don Parrish's position is that eminent domain can be a tool if it's community driven. He put an emphasis on that. If the community looks at it and says, hey, we've got to do this in order to bring in fresh new elements in the community.
District 8, Tanel Atkins. President of the Redbird Development Corporation, Charles Rose, retired Justice of the Peace, former member of the Wilmer Hutchins School Board.
Both of them have had some concerns within their professional record. We talk about Rose being cited for not collecting revenue on about $1 million in fines.
Right, the State Commission on Judicial Conduct.
Right.
Yeah.
He cites that he was poorly understaffed and that he has taken accountability for that, and that shouldn't reflect his ability to be, you know, District 8 City Council.
But there's some concerns regarding legalities with Tanel Atkins as well?
He got charged with gross mismanagement, and the city severed their ties with him as major leaseholder of the airport. He later sued and won the lawsuit. And in that lawsuit, he charged that there was dirty politics or unfair politics within, you know, within the city, that there was his downfall. So that's a strong case in that point. So the key thing for both of these two candidates is that a true reflection of their ability to be able to run District 8, which is going to be the richest southern sector district in the next few years because of that Inland Port project and all the economic development that is coming in the southern Dallas County.
Are these negative elements, as you put it, regarding Rose and Atkins? Are they coming up in forums? Is this something that voters are focusing on?
When it does come up, they're able to answer that and able to sell their professional experience and their management experience to constituents. Yeah, they're both well known in the district. They're both considered as credible entrepreneurs and business people. And it's going to be tough to see which way it goes.